KNOM Update News, I'm Lorelai Kanin, and it's 9:02. The community of Emongic is without potable water. City Manager Martin Moore Sr. said in a release yesterday that the water level is down to 8 feet in the city's 400,000-gallon water holding tank. With the water pressure down, water is not flowing to all homes in Emongic. Water and sewer plant employees were working around the clock this week to determine where the problem might be and find out why the tank is not filling. Moore says the state of Alaska has been notified, along with remote maintenance worker Alan Poken of St. Mary's. City Manager Moore says residents in Emongic can pump raw water from the river to keep water moving in the system to prevent major freeze-up in the system. He urges people in Emongic to boil all water being used until further notice. The Bering Straits Health Consortium and University of Alaska Anchorage started a nursing program in Nome in January of 2011. After 2 years of hard work, Nome's first batch of nursing students are graduating tonight and becoming registered nurses. It's big news for the three graduates, but it's also promising for the hospital and community, which is hoping the program will produce more permanent nursing staff at the new Norton Sound Regional Hospital. Norton Sound Health Corporation President and CEO Angie Gorin explains.
We're one of the rural areas in Alaska that didn't have a program, and so we wanted to make sure that we could start one, help people who are already here and have an interest in nursing go to school, and then sign on to work at Norton Sound Health Corporation for future employment.
Norton Sound Health Corporation employs about 50 nurses, and a good portion of those are contract laborers who stay for 13 weeks.
We use a lot of contract labor on an annual basis in the nursing field, and we very much want our nurses for continuity of care to live in our community and to stay for a very long time.
Bering Straits Health Consortium and UAA started the program in Nome in January 2011. The three graduates, Sarah Weaver, Amber Ryan, and Jessica Mute, graduate with an associate's degree. They've already signed on to 2 years at Norton Sound Health Corporation. Meanwhile, a new crop of nurses are taking their prerequisites and preparing for the class of 2015. Many community organizations donated funding to make the program a reality. Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation gave $100,000 in Sitnasauk, Wells Fargo, and both branches of Pioneer Igloo also contributed thousands of dollars. The public is welcome to attend the nursing graduates' pinning ceremony tonight at the new hospital at 5:30. Alaska Senator Mark Begich is expected to serve on the Senate Indian Affairs Committee during the upcoming Congress. The Democratic Steering Committee on Wednesday released the anticipated committee assignments for Democratic senators. The list is subject to approval by the Democratic Caucus and an approval by an organizing resolution by the Senate. Alaska's senior senator, Republican Lisa Murkowski, has served on Indian Affairs and Begich's office, anticipated the two working together on the panel. A Murkowski spokesperson said Republicans have not yet received their new assignments. Begich's office says the assignment will allow him to gain an even more significant role in advocating for Alaska's First Peoples. Begich also is expected to serve on the Commerce, Armed Services, Veterans Affairs, and Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs committees. The Nome Common Council learned yesterday at the council work session that the city morgue is in very poor condition. Police Chief John Papasidora recently inspected the morgue and said there were remnants of at least 8 different bodies inside the morgue: body bags, body bag liners, clothing, biohazards, gloves, sheets, blankets, and pillows. Papasidora says someone is allowing access to the morgue that he's not aware of, which poses security concerns. Papasidora drafted policies and guidelines for users of the morgue. The city is also going to work on changing the locks at the city morgue to limit the number of people who have access. The city is also looking at posting a $100 refundable cleaning deposit for users of the morgue facility. The agreement states that the cleaning deposit would be used to hire a janitor if the cleaning is not timely or complete. The city council also discussed the legislative priorities. The council will not make the priorities official until a regular meeting, and their next meeting is next Monday. Currently, water and sewer infrastructure improvements are number one on the priority list, with Port of Nome improvements number two. Priority number three is to develop, locate, or extend affordable energy sources to Nome and other rural Alaskan communities. And smoking just became a lot more expensive in Bethel. The city council on Tuesday approved an increase on the tax on tobacco products sold in that city. The increase amounts to $2.21 per pack, or a 45% increase on other tobacco products. The city finance director asked for 60 days to get everything in order before the new tax goes into effect. And last month, Nome Belts high schoolers headed to school on two Friday nights. They grabbed laptops and, fueled by pizza, gummy bears, and Kool-Aid, set to work on writing novels. The English department participated in the National Novel Writing Month, or NaNoWriMo for short. NaNoWriMo is a global website with one goal, to write a novel in a month. Principal Scott Hanley explains.
Well, the purpose is to create an excitement about writing. Mm-hmm. And the goal was to write a novel in the month of November.
Sophomores, juniors, and seniors wrote a novel in a month and tracked their progress online through the NaNoWriMo website. English teachers Caleb Weaver and Sarah Thomas organized two Friday night writing sessions. The goal of the program was to write as many words as possible in creative writing, plots, and novels. A total of 56 students participated. Grades 10 through 12 were given it as a mandatory assignment, and a handful of freshmen participated voluntarily. Together, the Nome Belts High School wrote a total of 474,541 words. Principal Scott Hanley thinks it's phenomenal.
And there were kids that thought they would never be able to write a 500-word essay that ended writing 7,000 words during the month of November. So I thought it was just a real fruitful project.
The write-ins were optional this year. Next year, every high school student will participate in National Novel Writing Month. And a look at the price of gold this morning, down $14.80 an ounce to $1,697.80. An ounce of silver is down $1.07 to $32.48. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived in Nome ahead of schedule at 8:59 and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 10:02. It's unofficially 11 below at the KNOM studios. Clear skies 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.